is your Touchstone Energy Cooperative, your source for power and information. WRCO-FM, Richland Center, it is 35 degrees. Good morning, the time is 5 o'clock.
ABC News, I'm Richard Cantu. When would a ski resort not want skiers? When California's Sierra Nevada gets a forecast like this.
Normally, snow attracts skiers, but this weekend, ski resorts around Lake Tahoe are putting out the message, don't visit. The National Weather Service is predicting up to 12 feet, 144 inches of snow in some areas. Kevin Cooper is a spokesman for multiple Tahoe ski resorts. He says the danger is too great that visitors will get stuck, unable to leave, and travel will be dangerous.
Why would you want to put your family through that?
And so ski resorts are telling people to stay away. Alex Stone, ABC News.
The Senate and House passed a one-week spending measure, keeping the government open and giving lawmakers time to maybe fund the government for the rest of the fiscal year. Tight security in Moscow for the funeral of Alexei Navalny, the Russian opposition figure who died under mysterious circumstances in a Siberian prison camp. This is ABC News. A Russian-American dual national will remain a guest of Moscow.
A Russian court denying Ksenia Karlina's appeal, meaning she'll have to remain in Russian custody until April 6 at the earliest. Karlina is a ballet dancer from Los Angeles who was arrested on high treason charges for allegedly organizing fundraisers for Ukraine's military, attending pro-Ukraine rallies, and posting messages against Russia's war in Ukraine, according to Russian state media. Inez de la Quatera, ABC News, at the Foreign Desk.
Owners of Ford electric vehicles will be able to use much of Tesla's charging network.
Ford EV owners will now have access to about 15,000 Tesla fast chargers, roughly 57% of Tesla's entire charging network, which Ford says will double the size of the network that Ford EVs can currently use. The catch, however, is that before owners can use the plugs, they'll need an adapter, which Ford says it'll ship for free in March.
ABC's Mark Remillard. I'm Richard Cantu, ABC News.
Today's forecast calls for a high in the mid-50s, breezy and a little bit warmer today. Friday night, mostly clear, a low to 32. Lots of sunshine and balmy on Saturday and a high of 63. Sunday up to 72, partly cloudy, windy, and very warm for early March. A 50% chance of rain showers or thunderstorms later at night. Monday, 61 with a 50% chance of scattered showers. And for Tuesday, a high in the upper 50s. Right now at WRCO Studios, after the midnight reading of 40 degrees, we are down from that. It is 35. Good morning. Welcome to March. Today is Friday, March 1st. It is time to officially begin the broadcast day.
Oh, say can you see by the dawn's early light what so proudly we hailed at the twilight's last gleaming, whose broad stripes and bright stars through the perilous fight, o'er the ramparts we watched were so gallantly streaming, and the rocket's red glare, the bombs bursting in air, gave proof through the night that our flag was still there. Say, does that star-spangled banner yet wave? O'er the land of the free and the home of the brave.
young girl to church. Never spoke of his name, never read her his word. Two non-believers walking lost in this world took their baby with them. What a sad little girl. Her daddy drank all day and mommy did drugs. Never wanted to play or give kisses and hugs. She'd watch the TV and sit there on the couch while her mom fell asleep and her daddy went out. And the drinking and the fighting just got worse every night. Behind their couch she'd be hiding. Oh, what a sad little life. And like it always does, the bad just got worse with every slap and every curse. Until her daddy in a drunk rage one night used a gun on her mom and then took his life. And some people from the city took the girl far away to a new every day. Her first day of Sunday school, the teacher walked in, and a small little girl stared at a picture of him. She said, I know that man up there on that cross. I don't know his name, but I know he got off. 'Cause he was there in my old house and held me close to his side. As I hid there behind our couch the night that my parents died.
We start the day in a positive way with John Michael Montgomery, with featuring Alison Krauss and Dan Tomisky and The Little Girl. And before that, our national anthem, sung by Michael Austin. Hello, my friends. Phil Nee with you on a Friday. Not only is it a really happy day, you know, the end of the week, the work week, beginning of the weekend, but it is March 1st, and March is coming in like a little bitty lamb today. Daytime highs will be at around 54, and right now it is 34 degrees, following a midnight mark of 40. We'll start the chores and then get you going here today with some info to get you in the know. Sports scores in about 10 minutes from right now. Song that kind of describes the old Pontiac vibe when I'm driving in from Sextonville.
Gather around me and lend an ear, 'cause I got something you ought to hear. I'm telling you that you ought to feel a certain kind of love. Now it can strike in the day or night, or just as quick as a rattler's bite. You got a case of love at first sight, and it's what you're dying of. It's just bang, bang, boom, one, two, three. You're feeling normal as you can be. And then bang, bang, boom, lickety split. It doesn't come on bit by bit. It gets instantly in full swing, and it's bang, bang. Now I was footloose and fancy free. I had respect, I had dignity. Still will not let go. I walked in.
insanity. It's just Big Bang Boom, 1, 2, 3. You're feeling normal as you can be. And then Big Bang Boom, lickety split. It doesn't come on bit by bit. It gets instantly in full swing. And it's Big Bang Boom. Big Bang Boom. Big Bang Boom.
How people change and almost overnight. Who once was a country girl is now a socialite. We're proud for you, but when you're through and seek some common ground, oh, we miss you on the old side of town. We still drink Cokes and tell old jokes and bowl at splits and strikes. Country music still plays on the jukebox every night. Society is not for me, but I can still be found. Oh, we miss you on the old side of town. RSVP is not for me, and black tie's not my style. I thought you'd like to know, 'cause you ain't been here for a while. We read about your tour de force, we're glad you get around, but we miss you on the old side of town. We still drink Cokes and tell old jokes, and we bowl at splits and strikes. George Jones is still a hero on the jukebox every night. Society is not for me, but I can still be found. Oh, we miss you on the old side of town. Babe, we miss you on the old side of town.
Hey, Lou, yes, we miss you on the old side of town. Mother used to say she's getting a little big for her britches, isn't she? Yeah, she'd better remember where she came from, right? It's 34 degrees here at WRCO Studios. A reminder, on this Friday, St. Luke Church in Plain will host a family-style fish fry from 5 until 8 this evening. Carryouts will also be available. The church hall is handicap accessible. And going on tomorrow, First Lutheran Church in Lone Rock will have a breakfast and bake shop from 8 until 10. All are welcome to attend that event. Going on tomorrow, the annual Cabin Fever Dance to support the Lone Rock Vets Roll. That's tomorrow from 11 until 7 at the Lone Rock Community Hall. The day will include a live and silent auction, meat paddles, and food and refreshments. Music featuring the Crossfire Band will be available from 4 until 7. Make it a part of your Saturday. You know, it's nicer weather. It's the month of March, and you can have a big, grand reopening for spring tomorrow. Head to Lone Rock. 34 at WRCO Studios. Coming up, a look at sports.
Sometimes I feel a way of a fast break in my mind, and I know it's gone for good, and it makes me want to cry. Is this all we get to keep as the years go rolling by? Just a memory for all the days gone by. Oh, you're always in my heart, and you're often on my mind. I will never let it die, just as long as I'm alive. Sometimes it makes me sad that we never said goodbye. Well, I guess it never hurts to hurt sometimes. But for every step you take, you lose something on the way. You can't look forward to tomorrow and still hold on to yesterday. Oh, I hope that you can hear when I say, you're often on my mind. I will never let it die, just as long as I'm alive. Sometimes it makes me sad that we never said goodbye. Well, I guess it never hurts to hurt sometimes.
Bridge Boys on the Light in the Mel Cow Show. Looking at sports today, courtesy of the WRCO Sports Boosters. Last night in WIAA Girls Sectional Semifinal Basketball, here in Richland Center, Argyle Pecatonica defeated Waseca Steuben 69-50. Also Cochran Fountain City over Royal 46-31. Albany Monticello with a 65-36 win over Sheboygan Christian as well in D5. Division 4, Cuba City 70, New Glarus 48, Neillsville over Westfield 52-38. In action from the basketball world last night, it was also in Division 3, a win for Edgewood over Edgerton 43-21, and Waupun beat Lake Mills 46-41. Division 2 action last night, West Salem over Onalaska 62-47. The WIAA Boys Basketball Tournament will resume coming up this evening. Giannis Antetokounmpo had 24 points and 10 rebounds, and the Milwaukee Bucks swept the four-game season series with Charlotte, beating the Hornets 111-99 Thursday night to finish a home-and-home set. Malik Beasley added 19, hitting 5 threes, and Bobby Portis had 14 points and 10 rebounds. Elsewhere in the NBA, Orlando 115, Utah 107, Brooklyn over Atlanta 124-97, Golden State 110, New York 99, San Antonio 132, Oklahoma City 118, Phoenix 110, Houston 105, Denver 103, Miami 97, and in overtime, the Lakers over Washington 134-131. From the NHL, Carolina 4-2 over Columbus, the Islanders 5, Detroit 3, Toronto 4-2 over Arizona, Buffalo 1 in overtime, 3-2 over Tampa Bay, Boston 5, Vegas 4, Florida 4-3 over Montreal after a shootout, Dallas 4, Winnipeg 1, Nashville 6-1 over Minnesota, Colorado 5, Chicago nothing, Los Angeles 5-1 over Vancouver, Seattle 2, Pittsburgh nothing, Anaheim 6-4 over San Jose. The Badger women's team lost to Maryland last night 79-63. Exhibition baseball. The Brewers just can't find a win in the spring. They lost yesterday 7-5 to Texas. The White Sox took two yesterday, 6-5 over Seattle and 6-1 over Kansas City. Washington beat the Cardinals 3-1, and Colorado a winner against the Cubs 10-9. That's an update on Friday sports.
Heartland Christmas Trees thanks you for your continued support. Look for their holiday season retail outlets throughout the area. Heenick Printing offers high-speed digital color copies at the most competitive price and high-quality commercial printing and design. Inspired Innovations, love your look with a manicure and pedicure and the latest in hair services, or relax and rejuvenate with a massage.
All righty, are you ready? I'm just kind of stretching out here at the last moment. Okay, it is aerobic polka time. This is a good one, so be careful. Here we go. Stars of Polka Land and the Liechtensteiner Polka. And now a cool down waltz with Glenn Campbell.
She looks in the mirror and stares at the wrinkles that weren't there yesterday. Thinks of the young man that she almost married. What would he think if he saw her this way? Picks up her apron in little girl fashion as something comes into her mind. Slowly starts dancing, remembering her girlhood and all of the boys she had waiting in line. Oh, such are the dreams of the everyday housewife. You see everywhere, any time of the day. Housewife who gave up the good life for me. autograph album she takes from the closet and slowly turns the page. Carefully picks up the crumbling flower, the first one he gave her, now withered with age. She closes her eyes and touches the house dress that suddenly disappears. And just for the moment she's wearing the gown that broke all their minds back so many years. Oh, such are the dreams of the everyday housewife you see everywhere, any time of the day. An everyday housewife who gave up the good life for me. You see everywhere, any time of the day. An everyday housewife who gave up the good life for me. Just look at the teardrops she's crying. As long as she can hear the jukebox play, so I'll keep playing it loud. I'll spend every dime I have to keep her happy in my own kind of way.
On WRC Radio, Conway Twitty and the Next in Line. Sunshine to partly cloudy today, breezy and mild, a high of 54. South winds 10 to 20 miles per hour. Partly cloudy this evening, a low of 34. Saturday, sunshine to partly cloudy and even warmer, a high of 62. Some clouds Saturday night, a low of 42. And Sunday, 71. Partly sunny, very breezy with record warmth, a 30% chance of a few rain showers at night Sunday night. And Monday, a high of 51 with a 50% chance of scattered light rain. In Richland Center, the daytime high yesterday was 48. We were at 40 at midnight. Right now it is 34 degrees at 5:30.
This farm news and market update from WRCO Radio and Brownfield is sponsored in part by Richards Insurance, your certified farm specialist serving Southwest Wisconsin since 1933. With offices in Ithaca and Reedsburg, for your farm insurance needs, call Richards Insurance.
Problems in the Middle East might impact your fertilizer prices. I'm Larry Lee with Agribusiness News on Brownfield. First, February ended with a widespread outbreak of severe weather across the Midwest. Eric Snodgrass with Nutrien Ag Solutions says it's just the beginning.
I think it's going to be a pretty active tornado season as we go forward here in parts of the Midwest. We're going to get, you know, a system every probably 5 days that tries to roll across the country. And that's a little bit more than average. Usually we get one every 7 or 8 days.
He says an active jet stream is to blame.
So the Pacific jet keeps dropping deeper troughs of low pressure in the west, and they eject into the plains and Midwest and become a big spring or late winter storm system.
Snodgrass tells Brownfield the strength of those systems will vary. And even with the active pattern, Snodgrass is predicting Midwest farmers should have adequate planting windows this spring. A combustible situation in the Middle East could ignite fertilizer prices. Brownfield's Mark Dornkamp has more.
StoneX Vice President of Fertilizer Josh Linville says following a missile attack on a British container vessel transporting fertilizer in the waters of the Red Sea, ships are being rerouted.
Those vessels are deciding to go south around Africa. That's adding more shipping time. That's adding more cost.
He tells Brownfield there are also growing tensions in the Persian Gulf.
There's a lot of fertilizer, a lot of nitrogen that flows to the Persian Gulf. If all of a sudden we start to see any sort of attacks, any sort of restrictions in that waterway, it's going to have huge implications.
Linville says one of every 2 tons of urea exported around the world comes from the Middle East and North Africa.
It's one of those things that very, very quickly things could get out of hand.
From Commodity Classic in Houston, Texas, Mark Dorenkamp, Brownfield.
A soybean farmer from central Kansas says now is the time to pass a new farm bill.
We really can't wait for the elections. We need to get this resolved before we get there.
Charles Atkinson, who's also a director with the American Soybean Association, says growers still want to see updates in the farm bill, including tweaks to crop insurance.
I think there's always room for tweaking on different things. I know the crop insurance, we picked up a lot of counties that were able to do double cropping, and in places that double cropping has never existed before. How can we make it a little bit better? How can we make it fit everybody's farm?
Atkinson says changes to reference prices are also needed as commodity prices move lower. 2023 ended with tighter supplies of red meat and poultry in cold storage than 2022. USDA says the red meat total at the end of the year was 929 million pounds. That's 99 million pounds less than the previous year, largely due to better demand for beef and lower production on pork. Poultry wrapped up the year at 1.11 billion pounds, at 7.5 million under the year before. Chicken declining due to demand, canceling out an increase in production. Turkey stocks rising with slower demand. I'm Larry Lee with Agribusiness News on Brownfield. Find more news and market information online at Brownfield Ag News.
For more than 50 years, farmers have tuned in to listen to Brownfield market news on their local radio stations. Today, Brownfield's in-depth market information is available on multiple platforms. Viewers can sign up for Brownfield's weekly commodity market update e-newsletter delivered on Tuesday afternoons. Visit previous programs or submit questions for the next show by visiting Weekly Commodity Market Update at brownfieldagnews.com.
Dependable, quality, friendly, and superior customer service. When you hear those words, you think of Walsh's Ace Hardware. Walsh's Ace has quality products like Craftsman, DeWalt, Milwaukee, Stanley, and Irwin. Have you checked out the Ace Paint Studio? Amazing products from Benjamin Moore to Clark and Kensington. The Paint Studio has everything you need to make your home project turn out just perfect. Visit your local Walsh's Ace store in Muscadet, Richland Center, and Ace of La Crosse.
Ace is the place with the helpful hardware, folks.
Direct cash cattle trade ended the day with some light business and cash hogs closed higher. Good morning, I'm Brent Barnett with your Brownfield Livestock Market Report. Some light business was reported in cash cattle country Thursday afternoon. Dress deals were marked at $2.90, $2 lower than the previous week. In western Nebraska, live business was steady at $1.83. At the Hub City Livestock Auction in South Dakota, feeder steers 550 pounds and up trended $1 to $5 lower compared to the most recent sale. Feeder heifer 650 to 849 pounds were $3 to $6 lower, with other weight classes not well compared. USDA says there was good to very good demand for backgrounding type cattle. Feeder supply included 69% steers, and 90% of the offering was over 600 pounds. Boxed beef closed higher, with choice up 117 at $304.20, select up 124 at $294.18. Estimated cattle slaughter was 123,000 head. Cash hogs were higher, with light closing negotiated numbers for the major direct markets. It looks like some buyers needed one last push to get the near-term numbers in hand, but with very light overall interest because of negotiated prices and sales earlier in the week and the questions about sustained pork demand. Pork exports of 32,400 tons were 12% higher than the week prior, but 11% lower than the four-week average, primarily to Mexico and South Korea. Barrels and gilts at the National Daily Direct were up $1.02, with a base range of $68 to $76, and a weighted average price of $75.49. The Western Corn Belt was up 72 cents, with a weighted average price of $75.49. Midwest butcher hog markets were closed on Thursday. Illinois Direct sows were a dollar higher at $42 to $54 on moderate demand. Barrels and gilts were up a dollar at $40 to $50. Boars ranged from $8 to $25. Pork values closed lower, down 12 cents at 90.22, and estimated hog slaughter was 491,000 head. At the CME, live and feeder cattle futures were lower on Thursday, watching direct business develop at steady prices on the live basis. Lean hog futures were modestly higher on short covering, the firm midday move in pork, and a good weekly export sales total. I'm Brent Barnett with Brownfield.
Direct cattle business Thursday was at 183 live and 290 dressed. Midwest butcher hogs were closed. I'm John Perkins with a Brownfield market update. The Stein Seedcast, the only podcast dedicated to everything Stein, shares insights from company leaders, growers, agronomists, and more. Listen in today. Soybeans were lower watching weather in South America. March beans were down 5 3/4 at 11.28 and a quarter. May was 4 1/2 lower at 11.40 3/4. Corn was mostly steady to firm, adjusting spreads, with March up 2 1/2 at 4.15 3/4 and May 1 higher at 4.29 1/2. Live and feeder cattle were lower, watching that direct trade develop. April live was down 77 at 185.35. June was down 95 at 181.22. April feeders were $1.37 lower at 253.72. And on short covering in the firm midday pork, April hogs were up 62 cents at 86.62. June was 65 higher at $100.20. John Perkins, Brownfield.
Farm to Fork with Daryl Anderson is sponsored by Bloomington Livestock Exchange, providing quality, commitment, and excellence in all cattle sales. Check the schedule and learn more at bloomingtonlivestock.com.
Some food safety advice for eating out and at home today on Farm to Fork. If you're ready to try a highly effective microbial soil inoculant, then Rizol from ProGrow Bio should be your first choice. Rizol offers multiple benefits, like enhanced biomass, bigger yields, and improved soil health. 100% organic and works with conventional or organic crops, and comes in a soluble dry form for easy handling and long shelf life. Search the web for Rizol from ProGrow Bio. Spring is just around the corner, and there's still time to upgrade to the latest technology from Ag Leader. From SureForce Downforce Control and SureSpeed High Accuracy Planting Systems to RightSpot Individual Nozzle Control for your sprayer, Ag Leader has you covered. Upgrade now and reap the benefits this season. Contact your local Ag Leader dealer or visit agleader.com. Julie Garden Robinson is a food safety expert, so she was quick to recognize a potential problem during a recent restaurant visit. The fried rice brought to the table was not so hot.
Because of my background, I know that rice can be a food safety hazard if it's mishandled. And with me not knowing what had happened in the kitchen, we just had to not take the risk. So we didn't eat it.
Garden Robinson is a professor and food and nutrition specialist with North Dakota State University Extension. She says the restaurant was obviously short-staffed.
There's a rapid turnover rate within the food service realm. So lots of things can go wrong, and so it's really up to the consumer to be aware and also know, you know, what risk they're willing to take on themselves. And we weren't willing to take on the risk, so we actually left that cold food on our plates.
Garden Robinson advises getting your leftovers home and refrigerated quickly.
If it's potentially hazardous foods, and that could include pre-cooked rice or almost any protein-containing food, you want to eat it, freeze it, or use it within 4 days.
That's Farm to Fork. I'm Darrell Anderson.
Bloomington Livestock Exchange is a family-owned auction business with slaughter cattle sales every Tuesday morning at 8:30. You can find all types of slaughter steers, heifers, bulls, call cows, and quality baby calves. Don't miss today's cattle sale beginning at 9 a.m. Feeder cattle are in high demand and prices remain steady. For more information on all sales at Bloomington Livestock Exchange, you can go to bloomingtonlivestock.com or call them at 608-994-2020. Every Friday sale, including today's, begins at 9 a.m.
When you come to the Reedsburg Farmers Cooperative, you'll find a variety of durable American-made Tartar farm and ranch products. Be it gates, panels, waterers, hay and grain feeding equipment, compact tractor equipment, ATV, UTV equipment, or other items that'll work as hard as you do, you'll find them at Reedsburg Farmers Cooperative. For 69 years, the Tartar folks have been making sturdy, hardworking equipment for America's farmers. If you want rugged quality equipment, you want Tartar brand, and it's at Reedsburg Farmers Cooperative, 300 South Walnut Street. Tartar, working harder for farmers since 1945.
Dairy stocks are down, but so are the prices. I'm Larry Lee with the Brownfield Dairy Update. The USDA's dairy index for January was down 2.4% from December and 13% from January of 2023, with an all milk price of $20.10 per hundredweight. That's a loss of 50 cents on the month and $3 on the year. Supplies of cheese and butter in cold storage saw year-to-year declines. USDA says stocks of natural cheese at the end of 2023 were 1.4 billion pounds, 2.7 million under the end of 2022, while butter stocks at just over 199 million pounds were about 17 million pounds less. Those decreases can be tied to demand, with U.S. cheese and butter production up from 2022 and 2023. USDA's next set of dairy supply and demand estimates comes out March 8th. Milk futures and the cash dairy markets were mostly lower Thursday on the Chicago Mercantile Exchange. March Class 3 milk down 28 cents at $16.96. April down 32 at $17.17. May down 22 to $17.55. June down 15 cents at $17.90. July through January contracts range from unchanged in November and January to 11 cents lower in December. Wednesday's Class 3 trade volume was 2,947 contracts. Dry whey went down 1.25 cents to 42.75. Two sales there. 40-pound cheese blocks down a penny to 160.5 with two sales. Cheese barrels fell 2 cents to 165 with four sales. Butter went down 3.5 cents to 276.5 with six sales. Non-fat dry milk unchanged at 119 and three sales. I'm Larry Lee with the Brownfield Dairy Update. Find more news and market information online at Brownfield Ag News.
Hello, this is Chase Hesitun with Timsec Auction Realty with sales results and upcoming events. We had a huge sale and a decent crowd. Large squares were $20 a ton cheaper. Large squares topped at $230 a ton and large rounds topped at $180 a ton. Call 608-642-2802 for more. Looking to buy or sell your property or items? Give us a call, 608-723-4020 or go to www.timsecauctionrealty.com. This is Chase Hesitun. Have a great day.
16 minutes before the hour of 6 o'clock, the forecast for today calls for a high of 54. Sunshine to partly cloudy, breezy and mild. A south wind between 10 and 20 miles per hour. Tonight, partly cloudy, a low of 34. South winds at 5 to 10. Saturday, sunny to partly cloudy and even warmer, a high of 62. Some clouds Saturday night and a low of 42. And Sunday, high of 71. Partly sunny, very breezy, with rest
record warmth, a 30% chance of a few rain showers at night on Sunday. Right now in Richland Center, following yesterday's high of 49 degrees, it was 40 at midnight. We have a south wind at 3 miles per hour, and the actual mark is 34. That's how it goes weather-wise today. It's 15 before the hour of 6 o'clock. Here are the Wilburn Brothers.
Touch on lives like yours and mine.
Sweet lips a little closer to the phone. Let's pretend that we're together all alone. I'll tell the man to turn the jukebox way down low, and you can tell your friend there with you you'll have to go. Whisper to me, tell me, do you love me true? Or is he holding you the way I do? Though love is blind, make up your mind, I've got to know. Should I hang up, or will you tell him he'll have to go? You can't say the words I want to hear while you're with another man. Do you want me answer yes or no? Darling, I will understand. Put your sweet lips a little closer to the phone. Let's pretend that we're together all alone. I'll tell the man to turn the jukebox way down low, and you can tell your friend there with you you'll have to go.
Jim Reeves on WRCO, and he'll have to go. It is 10 minutes before the hour of 6 o'clock and 34 degrees here at WRCO. Reminding you, the Deke Slayton Memorial Space and Bicycle Museum will host Deke Slayton's 100th birthday Saturday from 11 until 1. Featuring activities for all ages, cake will be served at 11:30 at that event going on in Sparta this weekend. The 40 at 8 will hold its all-you-can-eat pancake and sausage breakfast Sunday from 7 until 12:30 at the American Legion Post 13 Hall in Richland Center. Water and milk will also be available. It will be a freewill donation with the proceeds going towards nurses' training scholarships. And the Richland County Veterans Memorial Benefit Dance will be Sunday from 1 until 6 at the Phoenix Center in Richland Center. Music provided by Monty Berger and the Country Gold Band. The event will also include raffles and a silent auction. A $10 donation is requested to attend. Those reminders from our community calendar as we approach another weekend in Southwest Wisconsin. Tony's weather is coming up this morning. Here's Restless Heart.
As you walk away, as we say goodbye, what I wouldn't give for a tender lie. Say you'll never stop loving me, just as if it were true. How much more damage now, honestly, could one tender lie do? When we fall so far, are we wrong to try? Fight off the truth with a tender lie. Say you're gonna come back to me, and I'll believe that is true. How much more damage now?
Restless Heart and a Tender Lie here on Country and Community WRCO, home of the Light in the Milk House Show. So we get up and around and stretch out a little bit and get ready for some really nice weather. March coming in like a lamb, and Tony Schumacher has more about that next.
Keeping your vehicle running at its best is easy with GM certified service from Jones Chevrolet. From oil changes to tires to brakes and multi-point inspections, Jones Chevrolet has the expertise, technology, and convenient hours to take good care of your vehicle. For the very best GM certified service, make an appointment soon by calling 647-3788 or stopping at Jones Chevrolet, Highway 14 East, Richland Center, or visit JonesChev.com.
Reynolds Feed and Supply, LLC, has hay auctions every Saturday at noon. They have great buyer demand for large rounds, large squares, and small squares of hay. Reynolds Feed and Supply is your southwestern Wisconsin one-stop feed mill, which offers the best in animal nutrition and health supplies at competitive prices to meet your farming needs. For more information on buying and selling at the auction, be sure to check the website, ReynoldsLivestock.com, or call them at 623-2121. Also, see current Reynolds Feed and Supply deals on calf pre-starter, calf blankets, shavings, and corn cob bedding.
WRCO Weather is sponsored by Richland County Bank. Where others have their branches, we have our roots.
Good morning, this is meteorologist Tony Schumacher on WRCO with your weather updates. Well, February, of course, was very warm across the Midwest. In fact, temperatures around here averaged a good 12 degrees above normal, and it was kind of dry, too. We had a good half inch less normal precipitation than we usually see in the month. Well, we're starting the dry and mild side here the next couple of days. As the south wind flow picks up, we'll see temperatures soaring up toward record levels, especially tomorrow and Sunday, and then we'll have a cold front march through the area Sunday night. Monday could bring us a couple of rain showers. Right now, it does not look very heavy, maybe a tenth of an inch or so. And behind that, somewhat cooler for the mid to end of next week, but still a few degrees above normal. There is some possibility of more precipitation coming toward us toward the end of next week. Your forecast for today, sunny to partly cloudy, breezy and mild, high temperature near 54, south wind at 10 to 20. Partly cloudy tonight, low near 34. Tomorrow, sunny or partly cloudy, even warmer with a high near 62. South wind 8 to 14 miles per hour. Tomorrow night, just some cloud cover rolling through, low at 42. Sunday, partly sunny, very breezy, with record highs around 71. South to southeast wind 15 to 25. We have a 30% chance of some scattered light rain showers for Sunday night, low at 40. Monday, mostly cloudy, 50% chance of scattered light rain, high 51. Any leftover light showers could mix with snowflakes Monday night. And Tuesday, mostly cloudy, maybe a sprinkle or flurry in the morning. Low 33, high about 45. Wednesday, partly sunny and quiet. Low 29, high 43. And Thursday, mixed skies. Low 27 with a high of 43. So again, today it looks like March is coming in like a lamb with some sunshine, high near 54. Have yourself a good morning. This is meteorologist Tony Schumacher on WRCO.
Richland County Bank is a community bank. Why is that important to you? Community banks tend to base their lending decisions on local knowledge gained through long-time relationships with families, farms, and businesses. A community bank's deposits are primarily local, and the bank's loans are to local people and businesses. A community bank's assets are a real asset to the local community, where new businesses, students, and entrepreneurs of all types have a voice that is heard and appreciated. Since 1881, the Richland County Bank has provided people in the area with quality banking service. It's local people serving local people. It's local people and their community bank working together for the good of the community today and the community's well-being tomorrow. It's what "where others have their branches, we have our roots" really means. Learn how Richland County Bank can be the community partner you're looking for at richlandcountybank.com or by calling 608-647-6306. Richland County Bank, member FDIC, an equal housing lender.
34 degrees at WRCO Studios today. Yesterday, we topped out at 49. The record high, 64 in 1992. Record low, 20 below zero in 1962. Last year's high, 52, and the low, 34. Sunset will occur at 5:50 this afternoon. This morning, sunrise time at 6:37. Also, right now, the air is calm. Barometer is at 30.07, which is up slightly from earlier today. We've had partly cloudy skies through the night. The midnight reading was 40 degrees. We're at our overnight low. It's 34.
WRCO Weather is sponsored by Richland County Bank, working hard to be sure every customer is treated correctly the first time.